Well, Dave Devaney, chair of Battlement Concerned Citizens, thanks very much for joining me today.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about the origins of Battlement Concerned Citizens and what you guys are working on?
Sure, Amy. We've been around since about August of 2009. That was shortly after the announcement that there were going to be 200 natural gas wells inside our community. And myself and many other citizens had concerns and talked about it. And we collaborated with some other organizations, and we formed a citizens group. And we're associated with the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, an organization that's been around from the late 90s, dealing with impacts of natural gas development in Garfield County. Also, their mother organization, Western Colorado Congress in Grand Junction. So they've helped us considerably to become informed, to organize, to do what we could to try to minimize the impacts of natural gas on our community. And we've, you know, had some successes. We were able to get a health impact assessment done back in 2010. Which was subsequently canceled by the Garfield County commissioners at the time due to the fact that the industry and the regulators didn't like what the health impact assessment was showing. And so they kind of canceled that project, but it's still out there in draft form. You know, it shows that there will definitely be negative impacts for citizens in general within a half a mile of any kind of oil and gas development. We've got probably 100 wells being produced in our community. About a half a mile from my house, I can hear the fracking operations going on this morning. Every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., there's the roar of the pumps and the generators and the compressors that are pumping the fracking fluid down underground. And that's our life right now in Battlement Mesa.
You mentioned the health impact assessment that began in 2010 was canceled in 2011. Garfield County Commissioners, as you may know, recently funded a new air quality study that will study volatile organic compounds throughout the county, coming from natural gas drilling, traffic, and vegetation. What do you know about that study, and how do you think that will affect Battlement Mesa?
Well, Amy, I don't know a lot about it. I saw something in the newspaper, and I haven't had a chance to follow up on it, but I plan to do that, and it will be interesting to see what the consequence of that study is. We know that Garfield County has done other air monitoring studies.
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. They monitor considerably right now, and we know that the results of that monitoring says that the air quality is fine. But that kind of flies in the face of the citizens complaining about odors in the area. And, you know, so in our view, and at least in my view, there seems to be a problem between the air monitoring that's going on and reality.
Has the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission decided about the variance hearing for URSA's injection well and the other pad?
The A pad, they have not, at least as of today, I have not heard that they've made a decision. What I have heard is that there's a considerable backlog of various applications that they're dealing with, and it's generally believed that it won't be very soon before they're able to reach a decision on that. So the jury is still out on that issue, Amy, and we'll see where that goes. We're hopeful and optimistic that maybe the COGCC will finally say, you know, that is just too close to citizens, and we're not going to allow that pad to be located there.
KDNK is in its spring membership drive, and I've been asking various leaders of nonprofit organizations during my interviews, what do you feel is valuable about KDNK or other public radio stations?
Well, I'm a big fan of public radio, and I certainly appreciate the work that KDNK and NPR and other public radio stations have done for residents of Colorado, and particularly the Western Garfield County and KDNK's region. We appreciate the interest that you've shown, and we appreciate the fact that you're letting residents of our communities know what is happening in Battlement Mesa, and it can happen in any other community around the state.
Well, Dave Devaney, Chair of Battlement Concerned Citizens and resident of Battlement Mesa, thanks very much for joining me today.
Okay, it's a pleasure, Amy.